Yep.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Shepherd's Fellowship. I love seeing you all here. I bet you didn't expect to see me sitting up here. thankfully, the message is not about me. But it's about our amazing care team. Welcome to Care Team Sunday. I'm Lisa Salyer. Of course, most of you, I think, know me. But if you don't, of course, my name is Lisa Salyer, and
I'm Cheryl Kelly, and we're happy to have you all here today, and we serve as deacons here at TSF.
I'm super excited to get started, but first, let's stop and invite the Holy Spirit into the conversation. If you'll join me in prayer. Lord God, we just welcome you here with us today. Please have your way with this service. Open our ears to hear whatever you have to teach us, to strengthen us, to build us up. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Guide us and lead us in your way, Lord. In your precious name, be all the honor and glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. So, Cheryl, what is Care Team Sunday all about?
Well, we have an amazing care team here at TSF. We just want to celebrate them and the and make sure that everyone who comes here feels welcome, feels warm, feels like they have somebody that cares for them. And everybody has a care team leader, and that's the purpose of doing this type of what we're doing today.
So how's it all work?
Community and praying are one for one another has always been a part of God's plans for us. So if we can open up to James 5, 13 to 16, is there a slide for that? Oh, good. I hope I can read it from here. Didn't bring my binoculars this morning.
Behind you.
I can't read behind my ears. Okay. And is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So we currently have five care team leaders that stand in the gap to pray for all of us. And individually as well as a group for the congregation. Each has a list of people here in the church that we pray for. We like to reach out to them and for them to be able to reach out to us if they have prayer requests. We also have, we want to make sure that people feel that they're supported, they're loved, and we like to listen to them so they can share their needs, their prayer requests, concerns, and praises.
So everyone in this room has someone praying over them and share prayer needs and requests with?
That's correct, yes. Anybody that calls TSF home.
So what if you're a guest or a new visitor here?
Even then, Pastor Tom he's so good about this. He's wonderful. He likes to reach out to those individuals that have been visiting or that have just started coming a little more often. And he prays over them as well as any new friends that we may have here with us.
Wow, the care team sure has a lot of responsibility, praying over everyone. They do a lot to support all of us, but surely the congregation must have some sort of responsibility back to our care team people, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would only be fair.
That's right. Absolutely. Communication is the key. You know what it's like with our families. We need to communicate. You are our family. And so it's really important for us to be with you, to pray with you, to answer any questions that you might have, or just to let your care team person know that your preferences on things like how you like to be cared for, how you like to be contacted, excuse me, if you want to be contacted, or how often, the best times of the day, if certain times work better than others, anything like that. Care team leaders often reach out to the people and family praying over. It's important to touch base with them to keep communication flowing in both directions.
I'm super excited to have our amazing care team leaders here with us. Let's bring them up just to get them to know them all a little bit better. Our first amazing guest is so awesome that her work snatched her away to keep them all for herself. But she made us this amazing video to share. So please, let's welcome to the video screen, Amy Butts.
Woo! Hi guys. Good morning. Fortunately, I'm not at church today. Work had other plans for me. But just wanted to come in and introduce myself. My name is Amy Butts. I am a widow for almost 10 years now. I have two wonderful adult daughters. I have been with TSF for about 9 years. I've been a Sunday school teacher since 2018 and part of the care team since, I believe, 2019. I came to TSF because I wanted to get closer with God after my husband's passing. I also got a little shove from Pastor Tom, thank you. And the reason I stay at TSF is, one, because of the kids, and two, I feel that the church is like a family, part of that community feel, and I really love that. I am, again, part of the care team, and we are doing a special segment today. Just wanted to let you know, for those that are on my list, or if you're not on my list, if you need to get a hold of me, talk to me, I'm on Facebook, you can text me, whatever you need. Have a great day, guys. God bless.
Yay. Thank you so much, Amy, for making that video for us.
Next, let's welcome Angie Holt to the stand, to the stage. Yay.
Raise my right hand.
Raise your right hand. I'm back in court. What can I say?
Good morning.
Welcome, Angie.
Gee, thanks for having me. So I'm Angela Holt, but if you call me Angela, I think I'm in trouble. So call me Angie, please. You are not my mama. I don't want to be in trouble. So I'm born and raised in Marion. Been here all my life, all of my 58 years. Ooh, no. Except for 1 year when I ran away and trying to be far away from my problems. I moved out of state for a year and then had to come back because you know what? They follow you. The problems follow you. And it didn't work. So I am a newlywed of 15 months to my beautiful husband, Ralph Holt. It's been a crazy ride. I love every minute, except for the medical. We can do without. Before I met Ralph, I was married for almost 20 years to my husband, Joe, and he passed of cancer in 2021. And he was a very faithful, strong man of God and knew the word. And when I say that, he didn't memorize Bible verses or Bible chapters. He knew Bible books. He could quote you books, especially Hebrews, because he was faith, all about faith. So over the years, we had very, very many friends formed, and a lot of them turned out to be pastors for some reason. They would have talks at length. And so he got sick in 2015, and we were attending a different church at the time. And so when he got sick, we stopped going and didn't attend really. He visited a place maybe for a little while, but it was really much bigger than here and harder to make connections. So he attended a little bit. I did not really. That's where he had his funeral, was at that church. under that pastor. And the day of the funeral, there were 12 pastors there. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until my pastor walked in, even though I wasn't attending here. I hadn't seen Tom for 8 to 10 years. And he walked in. Out of all those pastors, my pastor showed up. So, sorry. He checked on me that evening after the burial. He checked on me days later. He kept in, there's that gnat, you know, that bug that she talked about. Tom bugged me. So he said, let's go to lunch. And I said, okay. And so weeks later, we went to House of Hunan at 11 a.m. when they opened. I remember the day. And we were talking, and at the end, he said, why don't you come to church? And I started giving him my list of excuses about why I wouldn't. I haven't been to church in 6 years. You know, why am I going to start now? It's so easy to, I've got things to do, right? All the things. I started telling him, and then I had a check in my spirit that said, if you can be at House of Hunan at 11 o'clock on a Saturday, you can be at church on 10:30 on a Sunday. What's a half hour difference make? So Easter Sunday, 2021, I walked in the door, and I was home. I had been here before, in and out. I remember the racquetball club. I remember Scott and Carrie and Ginger and little Emily, right? The racquetball club, River Valley, we visited them all here before the transformation happened. But then we were called to another church and I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. I did not want to go. I did not want to have to be there, and I had to be there. So we left, and we talked with Tom about all of that before we left. And we did our thing, and then Joe got sick. But I walked in the door, and I was broken and empty. So I sat in here for weeks and weeks and cried and cried and cried. But I also... remember the turning point, and it had to do with you. Pastor Mike, at the end of his service, gave homework, and he said, this week, I want you to think every day, purposefully, what you see and the beauty and the appreciation of God every day. So I took that to heart because I was my tank was empty, empty. Nothing in there. After 5 years of no church and caretaking, empty. So I took a picture, I posted it on Facebook, I named it, and I told the story behind it. The only three that I remember were the ocean, because of the life and the breath and the movement in the ocean. The second one was redwood trees, and I named it Majestic, right? I don't remember the story that went with it, but the biggest one that I remember was sitting in my favorite place on the East Coast. It's called Edisto, South Carolina. If you know me, you know that. And one day it was raining and raining. I was sitting in my car, and I took a picture of, like, in my car, through the window at the stairwell where we would go into the place we were staying. And it wasn't until years later when I was doing this assignment, I, like, for some reason, enlarged that picture. Don't know why. And in every little raindrop on my windshield was a picture of the staircase. Every little raindrop had the picture of the staircase, that reflection. And that's what I want to be. I want to be the reflection. And that was the turning point. Thank you. You don't know the power of your words. Oh, golly. What else do you want to know? That was a lot. Welcome. So Easter of 2021, I've been here, and I stay because you're family, and because my pastor walked in. He's good at caring for his people, whether you're new, whether you're thinking about coming. You know, it's different. Like, I have my favorite, you know, TV evangelists or whatever, you know, it's going to really deepen the word and... But if I'm sick, he's not going to be there to pray for me. He's not going to be there to, you know, hold the hand of my family. And we have people here who will. And I want to be one of them. I hope you feel cared for here. If not, you need to let us know. Please, you're not a burden. You are not alone. The end. That's all I got.
Thank you. That was beautiful, Angie. That was beautiful, Angie. Thank you.
Next up, we have Heather Hokins. Heather, I would love it if you would come up and sit with us for just a moment and tell everyone just a little bit about yourself.
I feel like I should start with, I feel like my husband would want me to say that my husband is still alive. I hate how many young widows we have here. It's not good. So I did take some notes, I'm not going to lie. I don't want you to not be able to hear my heart, but if I don't take notes and you don't keep me on topic, I can ramble forever. Louder, right? Okay. But I do know my general facts. So I was born and raised in the state of New Hampshire, not the town in Ohio. And I moved here about 30 years ago-ish. We've been married for 35 years. If you know me well enough, you know that I'm in a little bit of a non-traditional... I live here in Marion, and my husband lives in our home in Bucyrus. So I live in a little non-traditional situation, but we are married and we're faithful to each other, and it's a situation that works out a little bit better for us. I've been a nurse for 32 years. I currently work at the VA, working with veterans here in Marion, which is a job that I adore. Yes, it's really good. I have two grown and really spectacular children and spectacular daughters-in-law, and I have a grandbaby that just turned two. Calvin just turned two, and that's been a real light in our lives, too. So, good stuff there. I don't know when I started. I was listening to the girls and thinking, you know, I really don't know when I started at TSF. I'm going to guess it was maybe... 6 years ago-ish. I believe it was, I should know everything by COVID, because when I, as a nurse, I was doing infection control during COVID at the hospital. So it was a big time. But I think I've been here maybe 6 or so years. And I've been on the care team about, I think, maybe a year and a half when Mary Mahaffey had to step down because of some family obligations. So when I first came here, I knew I was going to be moving to Marion and so on, and so I wanted to establish somewhere here. My family and I had been going to the Salvation Army Church in Bucyrus for probably 15 or 20 years. If you're not familiar with that as a church and not just an outreach ministry, it's similar to Methodism. So we had gone there for a long time. We had a lot of good friendships there. It was I learned a lot about the Lord. I was brought up... My faith walk really started in the Catholic school system. So my mom worked in the public school system, and so I was sent to, so that that didn't cause something weird, I was sent to the Catholic school system. So really my faith, or my early faith development, was in through the Catholic school system. But I learned a lot in the Salvation Army, and when I had to leave there, it was tough because I had a lot of long-term relationships, and the kids did too. Actually, my son married the daughter of our pastor. So some long-term relationships there. But so when I first came to know Jesus, it was within the school system. After that, I got out and I went to college and I did a little more exploration because I hadn't really had anything other than that. And my parents weren't really, my dad didn't go to church at all. And my mom was kind of hit or miss on whether or not she went to church. So at college, we were encouraged to explore different world religions. So I started exploring Buddhist philosophy. And I followed that for a few years. Actually, when I moved to Ohio, I was still following some Buddhist practices. I never stopped believing in God, but I just wanted, I think I was looking for peace. And there was a type of peace. We were talking about this recently in Bible study, but there's a type of peace that the world holds out, right? And there's a type of peace that Buddhism holds out. But in the end, it's not the peace that surpasses all understanding that the Lord promises us in Philippians, because I had to do a lot of work to get that. There was a lot of meditation practice, and there was a lot of, you know, reframing my thoughts and so on. And what I really was thirsty for was Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the peace that surpasses all understanding. So I came to that here, really. And I wanted to share that I do, I saw an interesting video the other day about abiding in Christ. And I struggle sometimes with that because I'm a person that wants to take back control. I want to navigate the timeline myself. I want to figure out how to fix it myself before I go to God, because I feel like if I don't, he's going to be like, well, you should have figured that out yourself. You know, I gave you the instructions. Why aren't you already doing that? So I struggle with that sometimes, but I find that when I can connect with that, I really do have peace. So all that to say, I agreed to step into the care team, although it's well beyond what my normal comfort zone would be. I agreed to step into that because what I do really enjoy is coming alongside people who have a similar goal. Like, so right now, I'm working on getting more grounded in scripture reading, right? I can be really hit or miss about that. And I just like the opportunity to come alongside someone if they're working on something or they have something they want prayer for. I enjoy the opportunity to be your sister in Christ and to just come alongside you in that. So that's really what made me say yes that day. I'm not sure I'm spectacular at it. I'm not the most outgoing person, but it does mean a lot to me to be able to do that. And so if you're on my care team, I hope that you wouldn't hesitate to reach out to me if you were interested in that kind of thing. So I think I covered really all the main things. So I did, when I took care team around that time, I think I came out on Facebook as my real name. So I am Heather Hokins, and I'm on there, and you can message me or Facebook, or I give out my cell phone number. So that would be how you'd reach me if you needed anything. Awesome. So, yeah.
Thank you for so much for sharing, Heather. That was very interesting. I didn't know a lot about that. Even though we get together for lunch, I didn't know all that stuff about you. Thank you for sharing. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Ginger Holloway. Would you please come on up, please?
Don't have to worry about hitting my head. Hi.
Hi. Good
to have you. So, I wrote stuff down, and then I'm sitting there listening to Angie and Heather, and I'm like, I think I completely misunderstood the assignment.
I did too. Don't feel bad. Mine's like 2 seconds long.
Yeah, I thought I was just supposed to talk about how long I'd been here. So for those of you that, I think I know everybody, but if you don't know me, my name's Ginger. So I guess I'll tell you some of that stuff too. You can let me know if I forget something. I'm actually from the eastern side of the state, from a little tiny town called Laetonia that no one's ever heard of. However, it is exactly 10 miles from East Palestine, which now all of you have heard of, right? So, okay. So my parents actually live 10.1 miles from where the train derailed in East Palestine, and they only paid out people who live 10 miles away. So luckily, it didn't affect them. So I grew up there and went to high school there. It's about an hour from Pittsburgh. And I was part of the Methodist Church growing up. And one of my best friends in school, her father was our pastor. And really enjoyed that. I don't really remember a time not being in church, but probably around age 10, 11, my parents divorced, and I started having a lot of questions and wanting to know more, and that's when I accepted Jesus, and my friend's father, our pastor, actually baptized my mother, myself, and my little sister in our living room. So I continued in the Methodist Church. I moved here. I ended up here because I was attending Kent State. And, yep, Monica. That's where I met my now ex-husband. So after we got married, we moved to this part of the state because he is from Marion. And so I've lived here now 29 years. And when I first moved here, I was attending a local church. I didn't really feel as plugged in as I did back home, but I also grew up in a really, really small community. So I assumed, well, I moved to the city. It's different. There were some people there who were wonderful. Sarah Williams used to attend there with me. Her brother, actually, and my brother-in-law were best friends in high school. And so just some really wonderful people there, but it didn't have the same small town feel like my previous church. So I actually started coming here after attending some Bible studies at the Shepherd's Nook. So some of you remember Tom and Jenny had a bookstore for several years in town, and I went to Bible study there. I actually went to a really fun and really creative, it was a creative writing workshop there, actually. Barb Young ran that, and just really got to know Tom and Jenny through the bookstore. And when they were just starting the church, I had considered being part of that. And at the time, my daughter was really enjoying the children's classes at the church we were attending, so I did not. But years later, when she got into junior high, that's when we made the switch and we started attending the Shepherd's Fellowship when it was actually downtown, kind of more like a coffee house style. Everybody sat at tables and there were, again, a lot of people who were very welcoming, and so I've been here ever since. I'm looking at my notes. I actually was looking just the other day, I was going through some pictures and found my daughter's baptism. And Tom baptized her in the pond at the house they now live in 20 years ago exactly. So this weekend, 20 years ago. So we've been here ever since. My daughter obviously is now grown up and lives in Delaware with her family. I have two grandchildren, one just turned 9 and one just turned 2. So that's a little bit, I guess, about my background, like how I got here. Obviously, having been here about 22 years, I've gone through some things during that time. My daughter, of course, went off to college, and as many of you know, she had her first daughter, probably not when we would have liked, but everyone was very supportive. There are a lot of people sitting in this room who are partly responsible for how wonderful my daughter turned out, for investing in her in youth group and in just in her life and being there and being someone she could talk to when she was going through that experience really meant a lot. Just so you know, a lot of you hold a very special place in her heart. And then most recently, about 4 years ago, I went through a divorce. And if it were not for people in this room, I'm not sure where I would be. Between the practical help, Mike and Michael helping me, with the people in this room helping me move and stepping up and Dale and Cheryl, who aren't in this room, who helped me with a U-Haul and with moving and just providing for me, people that I could call and reach out to when I was struggling through that. And so, yeah. So over the years, I've been in a lot of roles in the church. I've helped in the nursery with the kids. I've helped Katie with youth group. Was an elder for several years, and now felt led to try and help others through care team the way I have felt helped in the last 22 years. I'm not necessarily the best at always reaching out. I have a tendency to keep myself busier than I should. So right now I have a house full of guests from Minnesota staying with me, my brother-in-law and his twins and the dog. And so it's been a little crazy for the past couple days. And just because I'm a glutton for punishment who can't not be busy, I'm back in school adding another license. And, yeah. So, you know, why not? And also just took a second job. So I apologize if I don't reach out as often. I pray over my people. I hope everyone knows they can reach out to me, whether you're on my care team list or not. Yeah, and I think that's everything. Did I miss anything? Okay.
Thank you so much, Ginger, for that. That was fantastic. I really appreciate all of you for being our extra special guests today. Thank you. Most certainly, but not the least, I have my esteemed co-host here. Cheryl, you're part of the care team too, aren't you?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I was born and raised in Marion. I come from a Baptist family. My great-grandfather and my grandfather were Baptist ministers. And I remember as a child, my grandfather was the pastor out at Morrill Baptist Church, which is now a residential home. And I remember sitting there watching Granddaddy preach in a suit. Well, when I saw Granddaddy during the week, he had on his bib overalls. And it's like, who is this man up there talking? You know, it was just totally different to what I was used to. But anyways, had some really fond memories of that. And then I was raised at Trinity Baptist Church here in town, downtown next to the old library. My mom and dad were married there. My husband and I were married there. I'm a widow also for 6 years. I ended up here at TSF because there were some issues that had gone on at my previous church, and I felt God leading me to find another church. I'd known Tom for quite a while, and he kept saying, well, you know, come and visit. You know, it's okay, one of these days I'll show up. Well, I did show up, and I haven't left. So you're stuck with me, folks. anyway, so in my career, I work for 35 years with special needs kids and adults. I was a teacher at first, and then I ended up going into management, which I really enjoyed. It was a lot of fun. During that particular time, I was fortunate enough to write a program for the senior citizens that were being served by the county board. I worked in 5 county boards in Ohio, and I was asked to, you know, write a program, and I thought, okay, I can do this. Well, I thought everybody in the state was doing this programming, and it was brand spanking new, and it was like, We went to Columbus, and we collaborated with some people in Columbus, and then I did some other stuff. Well, it ended up being in a national program, in part of the national program, because it was, you know, it was just so new, because people were like, well, why can't they keep working? Well, you know, all of us want to retire. Now, I've been retired for 20 plus years, so let me tell you, it's the best thing I ever did. Oh, anyway, so I had gone down to a conference down in Lexington, Kentucky, And I was getting ready, I was starting to present my information, and all of a sudden this man walked in who was well known in the DD field for retirement options. He had the Bible on the book of how to do this. And it shook me to the core. I was like, oh my gosh. His name was Matt Janicki. And I'll never forget, I just stood there going, holy smokes, he's in here listening to little old me from Marion, Ohio. He lasted the whole time, which really surprised me. I figured he'd be running out the door, but he didn't. So anyway, it made me feel very humble. So after I retired, I went to Marion Tech as a community faculty member. I was there for 7 years. I really enjoyed that. I taught two different classes. I taught, skills for success and personal and family relationships. That was quite interesting because I got to do a lot of things that I wanted to do, that I got to go in the high schools and work with and teach kids there. Now, you see, in my background, I didn't do anything grading paper-wise, lesson plan-wise. Hello. All of a sudden, I have to prepare college-level things for people. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But anyhow, I got through it. It was a lot of fun. And then they went to all this electronic stuff, so I decided, well, it was time for me to move on. So then I also became a job developer for a company called Abilities in Action, which works with the individuals with developmental disabilities. So I did that for a while. And then COVID hit. Well, that took care of everything. My husband and I were fortunate enough to have one child. He is married and has two boys. One is going to be in middle school this coming year, and the other one is going to be in fourth grade. My son is a teacher. I also come from teachers and preachers, so, you know, it's kind of exciting to see the lineage. Is that how you say that word? Lineage? Thank you. So it's just really neat to be here. I just enjoy this. I enjoy the church. I enjoy our church family. You guys have all been supported over the years. Part of my thing to do is, you probably have seen me all over on Facebook because I volunteer for Aspire Ministries. What else do I do? I got it written down here in case I forgot. Marion Help Closet here at the church. I'm a deacon. Also the cleaning cabin, which is through Aspire, but Lisa and I do that together, which is really nice. And then I also do the hang up clothing closet, which is located in New Bloomington. So I keep myself busy in my retirement, and I really love it. And so, you know, if you guys have any questions about anything that any of us do, please, you know, see us, you know, get in touch with us. I'm on Facebook, Cheryl Sider Kelly. You're welcome to reach out to me. I hope I reach out to all of you at some time or another. I know, like Ginger said, we all get super busy, and sometimes we don't mean to forget somebody, but, you know, just kind of nudge us a little bit there. So I think with that, I'm going to think of us as praying for each other and for this care team, as we all do. You know, we really want to reach out to all of you and for you to reach back to us, because we need the support too. We need to have, knowing that you're praying for us. It doesn't have to be every day, but just shoot an arrow or two up once in a while. That would be great. Just don't poke any at me, please. Thank you very much. Anyhow. Okay, so when you think of praying for someone or caring for a need, it's kind of like planting a seed. You never know what that tiny seed of faith might grow into. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree. So the birds come and perch in its branches. So I'm going to read Matthew 13, 31 to 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the last of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. And I look at our care team as that, as we've planted a seed with everybody, and we encourage you to grow in your faith and in your walk with Christ. So with that, I'm going to offer a prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time and this opportunity that we've had with you. We thank you for having the other care team members and the care team leaders here today to hear what we had to say. We've learned all learned something about each other. Lord, I just ask that you be with all of us as we step out of the doors later to go back into our lives this week and just be with each one of us. I ask these things in your name, I pray. Amen.
Okay, and if anyone does not know who their care team person is, there is two ways to know. There's a list out there on the bulletin board there by the TV, and you can always feel free at any time. You can contact Cheryl or myself, and we can help you connect with your care team person. I'm more than happy to look it up for you and help you connect with your care team person. I'm happy to do that. And also, we have a special treat. I want to invite our elder and care team leader, Angie Holt, to come up here. She has come up with a fantastic game that she wants to play with us before we go today. Come on up, Angie.
Hey, Angie.
The stage is yours.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. Fun fact. I'm going to read the fun fact. You decide which care team member it is. Ready?
All right.
Her mom named her after a paper doll she had as a kid and was determined that would be the name no matter what. She did not have a boy's name picked out. Which care team member would that be? The name was after a paper doll that the mom had. Is it Ginger? Would the care team member please stand up? Oh, the doll had red hair. Okay. Well, this one you might know easily. She kind of ratted on herself. She wrote a program for senior citizens who wanted to retire.
Cheryl.
It reached a national level. She spoke at a national conference. That's really cool. All right. Since a young girl, she has been an avid journaler. And she wasn't sure if journaler was a word. Who's that?
Lisa.
They say Lisa. Who?
Amy.
I hear Amy and I hear Heather. Would the real care team member please stand up? Okay. Her favorite book is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Said that.
Oh, yeah. Greg got it. Amy, she can't stand up. She's at work. She has a weird amount of trivial knowledge about the TV show Friends. Y'all know that one. That was Ginger. She has traveled to 6 countries in Europe, China, Japan, and Hong Kong. Uh-huh. She got a hole in one from tee number 8 at King's Mill Golf Course when she was golfing with her parents.
Who golfs?
Who would it be? I see funny faces. I hear Ginger. What? I hear Lisa. Would the real care team member please stand up?
Oh.
Or give us a wave?
Only time in my whole life I've ever got a hole in one, just so y'all know.
This one might be easy, but she's a nature lover. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, 2 more. She has 2 sets of twin siblings born 1 year apart on the exact same day, June 25.
You.
Me.
Yeah, right.
June 25, Bonnie Lou and Connie Sue. June 25, 1 year later, Donald Ray and Ronald J. We play the name game in my family. All rhyming. Can you imagine four babies in a year? What were they? Obviously, they weren't thinking. Okay. While waitressing during college, she looked up while taking an order and saw Tom Cruise and Paul Newman in the booth.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I see a jaw drop and a funny face. Who would that be? I hear Cheryl. Anybody else?
Lisa.
I hear Lisa. Would the Real Care team member please stand up? It's Heather. Anyway, thank you for being part of the Care Team Sunday. Like Lisa said, if you don't know who your care team member is, because I know that there are people in this room today who don't know. And I know that I want you to know who that is. So please ask. We want to be part of you and your life and know how to pray for you. We do pray for you, but specifically pray for you and know those needs. That would be great. So I guess I'm it. God is good.
All the time.
Thanks, everybody.